services for you, updated in real time and available on demand at birthnet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit birthnet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300 WLXG AM Lexington, broadcasting live from the Republic Bank Studios. Republic Bank, with six banking centers in Central Kentucky.
Well, here's a colt to keep your eye on. Last Saturday, Keenan, the eighth race, a $60,000 allowance test at about 7 furlongs. I guess that's the old beard course. It was won by Myositis Dan. I don't know about that name. A 3-year-old colt by Istan, bred by Bird and C. Jones. Myositis Dan is 2 for 2 at Keeneland. Istan is knocking on the door. His Mr. Bowling has won Grade 3 stakes. Albano won the Sugar Bowl at the fairgrounds and was ahead bobbing second in the Grade 2 Risen Star and was also second in the Grade 3 LeComp. Annie Gunn has earned over $509,000. He's placed in 5 stakes, among them the Grade 1 Belmont, the Grade 2 Breeders' Cup Marathon, and the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap. Istan Ford has placed in the Grade 3 Florida Oaks. Young and Lovely in the New Orleans Lady Stakes, and that's just scratching the surface. Istan, a graded stakes winning son of Gone West, is receiving strong backing from Airdrie Stud, and it's just a matter of when that he hits big time. Now is the time to talk to the folks at Airdrie about Istan. Give them a call, 859-873-7270. See the website at airdriestud.com, and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, Bluegrass Country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Well, good morning. We've got a full house this morning at the Clocker Stand here at the Thoroughbred Center. Arthur Hancock IV has come in bearing... What kind of an instrument did you bring in here, Arthur?
Got a guitar.
A guitar?
Got a guitar this morning.
Okay. So. Do you play other instruments?
I do. Play the banjo and whatever else I can try and figure out, but I figured I was a little tired for the banjo this morning, so brought
You're
the guitar.
Too tired for the banjo?
Yeah, if you use your hands, it kind of becomes...
Is it a heavy banjo? Or what?
Yeah, it's heavy. When you move your fingers that fast, it'll wear you out pretty quick, so...
Okay, well, we're going to have him play something here for us just in a very few minutes.
And he is here because Musical Chairs in Paris presents Author and Author, that's 3 and 4, April 29th at the McConnell Auction Center on Main Street in Paris at 7 o'clock. And the proceeds go to Our Mims Retirement Haven and good old Our Friends. Old friends. Michael Blowen's old friends.
Who happens to be here
who
also.
Who happens to be here also. So we're looking forward to that. That'll be a fun thing.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun. Now, it's going to be at the McConnell Auction Center. Exactly where is that? You're going in on the left?
Going in on the left across from Ken's is about as best I can describe it.
Down a little tiny bit. Yeah.
From Ken's. I know exactly.
Quillen's is across from Ken's, actually.
Yeah.
So it's right past there. Put your blinker on. Listen for the noise.
Look for the crowd, I hope.
Look for the crowd.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Might be some horses out in the parking lot. We're not sure, but.
Really?
Yeah, look for a retired racehorse out in the parking lot, perhaps, and you'll not miss it. So.
Oh, well, who's bringing that? Michael?
No, Our Mims is going to bring. And who is it? Who's coming?
Oh, good. Oh. Our Mims is bringing a old mare.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be
I don't know her
mare.
Yet, but when I do, I'll tell you about her. So.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
You're not going to scare her, are you, with that picking and grinning?
I think the horses like it, so. Her name's Elmhurst, and that's it.
They don't do that when I play my violin. They just spook.
Oh, it's not a mare, never mind.
Oh, it's not a mare?
Six winning guy.
He won the Breeders' Cup, didn't he?
Who is this now?
Elmhurst.
Yeah, a sprinter.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I thought she had mares. Old man.
Well, she's got a couple of geldings out there, too.
Oh, okay, I get you.
It's been a long time since I've been out there.
All right.
I've got lassoed a little bit by it. Also benefits our old friends too. You know, it's going to be. And it's $5 for members. Members of what?
Musical Chairs, which is a wonderful organization in Paris, Kentucky, headed up by, I believe, Mr. Pat Conley and Ralph Quillen.
Oh, Ralph's
Quillen
always
Leather.
There.
Ralph is a busy man, and you can join that if you're from the area and you get to see great music probably once a month, sometimes more. In Paris, it's really not very expensive, and it's always a good time, potluck dinner, and a bunch of nice folks. So,
Now, okay, so this is going to be this one that's going to benefit our Mims and old friends. It's 6 p.m. on, where's the date?
April 29th.
On a Tuesday, April the 29th. Starts at 7 o'clock. And you going to bring Dad?
Dad's coming out. Yes, sir. He's we've been playing music together for a while, and we did this last year on Tuesday before the Derby as a Bourbon County Derby celebration, and we realized pretty quick we didn't have enough room, so we had to call Mr. McConnell to use his big space. Gladly, we have a bunch of friends who want to come listen to us play. So,
oh, that sounds like fun. I guess I'll have to show up. I hope I feel better than I did last night. I missed your thing at the over on 6th Street Brewery the other day because I've been down all week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But I see you're here for the main event. That's all that really matters.
Well, yes, you resurrected me and brought me out, you know, propped me up.
Yeah.
Here I am. Let me pay a bill. Well, no, let's keep going a little bit. But no, I want to do some commercials first, and then we'll get back, and I'm going to get Arthur to play something.
That'll be fabulous.
What are you going to play, by the way?
Well, I'm going to play a song by a guy named Andrew Marlin from North Carolina called Calvary, and he wrote it about a horse. So I figure that's about as good a song as I could come up with this morning.
Okay. So, you're not going to do one of your dad's songs?
I can't spoil it, you know. If I was to play all the good stuff right now, not to say what I'm going to play is not good or bad. I can't tell. You're the judge. But if I was to play one of my dad's songs, you might not be wanting to come on the 29th as much, and that's my goal, is to get you down.
Oh, I wonder if your father heard that.
I hope he did. So,
you know, I now have the distinction of I've known Arthur 2, Arthur 3, and Arthur 4.
Hopefully not a fifth anytime soon. So,
you're not married, I take it?
No, sir.
Not yet, huh?
No, sir.
He looks like his mother, thank goodness. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, really.
All right, let me pay a bill here. And, well, there's a couple of things that I haven't done yet. What else we're going to have? Alfred Knuckles is coming on today. Did you know that?
Oh, great. He's probably, yeah. I should have brought him his check.
You owe him money?
Of course.
My God, Arthur, you better hurry up. I'll hang on to him.
He's got a couple of our stallions over there at Hurstland.
Still, Alfred does?
Yes.
Okay.
Jerry's over there.
Yeah, well, of course, well, I'm having him on because of Rosalind, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know, dead heated in the...
what a race.
Yeah, what a great race, you know. It was the Ashland, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That filly had been knocking at the door, you know. I thought she was going to win the Breeders' Cup last year, but female, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And she came from way out of it and just got beat a half length. And Michael's going to be on. Doc couldn't make it. I called Doc up and warned him. I tell him, I think I'm past contagious stage, but you don't want to get around me. And Steve Moody, we're going to have him on a little bit later and give us the winner of the Bluegrass Stakes. And later on, I'm going to take a look at some of the old Bluegrass winners. Unfortunately, I go back a long way, and I can talk about Cold Town like it's my brother.
You can talk about Taylor Special.
Oh, yeah. I bet on him that day. Yeah, that's another one of his old horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Day. Put Bill Mott on the map, that horse.
Not the prettiest. He had a nice pair of flop ears, didn't he?
Yeah, he looked like a mule. He's fast, though. He has won the Louisiana Derby, won the Bluegrass.
Yes.
Man,
does he still hold that track record up for 6 furlongs at Arlington?
I think he does.
I believe
because
he does, too.
They went to the synthetic. And when they went to the synthetic,
he holds the dirt one there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was by Hawk Special, and of course, he held the track record for a long time at Santa Anita.
Did he?
Yeah, 3/4 and 7/3 and something like that. I mean, that goes back a way, too. And that's kind of getting out of there. Oh, anyway, where was I? Winners out of here. Where in the hell is this? Here we go. Not very many winners out of here. You know, why aren't they racing at Mountaineer last night?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I
went to bed early.
Well, we've had four winners.
Is it for me?
We've had four winners from here since last week's show. Jim Rankin, Tommy Short, Paul Garcia, and Danny Weir. First time starter with Danny Weir. Won yesterday at Keeneland. So congratulations to those guys. And let's see. Now I'll get back and do what I'm supposed to do. Take care of the folks over at Claiborne. The first foals by Algorithms are arriving this year, and the word's already out that he's a siren grand-looking foals. Algorithms has a lot going for him. He is an undefeated graded stakes winner with a great pedigree. His sire, Bernardini, stands for $100,000. His dam, the fine graded stakes mare Ava Knows the Code, has produced four graded stakes winners. His second, third, and fourth dams were all stakes winners and stakes producers, and Algorithms lived up to his pedigree. He won first time out as maiden special at Belmont by over 5 lengths, won his second start at Gulfstream, getting 6.5 furlongs, and won 15-2. Then he won his third start at Gulfstream in the Grade 3 Holy Bull. He won by 5 lengths at the direct expense of the previous year's 2-year-old champion. A superb individual, Algorithms is standing his second season at stud for $7,500 due under full stands and nurses. Stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, 859-233-4252, and see the website at ClaibornFarm.com. We run the clockers out of here, didn't we?
We're probably making too much noise for them.
What? Making too much noise for the clockers? Well, listen, how many works do you have over there, Jackie, just for the hell of it?
Let's see, page and two-thirds, that would be 30 and...
About 50 works.
50 works.
Yeah, okay. Well, Clay Ward Agents had been insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds for over 8 decades. That's a long time, I happen to know. I know when my dad was managing Dixiana way back in the 40s, he was doing business with Mr. James Clay Ward, and I got to meet Mr. Ward. Came over, and I think he was a big-time hunter because he came over and brought some venison or something. And we had I'd never eaten venison before, but I was just a kid. But I got to, thanks to Mr. Ward. But, of course, he's gone now. But he established a tradition at the Clay Ward Agency of hard work and service and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. And that's carried on today by Shaq Parrish or Bruce Isaacs or John Hess. So if you're going to do business in the insuring business, going to insure your horse, give them a call. People know what the heck they're doing. They've been doing it right for a long time. The number in Paris is 859-987-1861. Now, the Clay Ward Agency is very closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm, also over in Bourbon County. They have a tradition, too, and their tradition is for raising runners and selling top-quality bloodstock at the major sales. And the list of high-class stakes winners that they've sold or bred or raised right there at Indian Creek includes 6 champions. It's a long and impressive and a growing list. So give them a call. It's a great place to board your horses. Great place for them to sell. Give Shaq or Nicky Dryon a call. Here's the number over there, 987-7443. And the website is IndianCreekKY.com. And there'd be two businesses that you really, if you're in the horse business, you should know about. And that's the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek Farm. Well, yearlings by Galileo sold for an average of $535,833 in 2013. That's a lot of money. He was the world's number one sales sire. That's because he was the world's number one sire, period. Midas Touch is by Galileo, and he was the champion 3-year-old of his year in Ireland. A typical Galileo. Now, the fact that his dam is the daughter of famed broodmare sire Darshan, whose daughters have produced more than 225 stakes winners. That he's from a female family that has produced champions, classic winners, and stakes winners, as far as I can see. And that Midas Touch is a superb individual, and you have the complete package. Midas Touch stands for $10,000 doing a full stands of nurses, and he stands at War Horse Place. Yeah, inquiries to Jerry Assinger at 859-509-0053 or Dana Assinger, 509-3157. See the website at warhorseplace.com. All right. Well, I have Arthur Hancock the Fourth here with me, and he's going to play something for us. Whip that thing out over there, Arthur.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right.
So I might have to take a second here to get her tuned up.
Well, you could have done that during the commercials.
Wow. All of a sudden, he's the director. Now he's a musical director. It's unbelievable.
I think that'll work.
Absolutely.
All right.
Can you hear it?
Absolutely.
Well, anyways, folks, like we were talking about, I'll be playing with my dad, who's the talent. Let's be very clear. The talent here is Arthur Hancock III, not the fourth. I'm just his support. He's the man, the myth, and we'll be down there hanging out, so come see us, and all the proceeds from that will go to benefiting the horses that we love. So this is a song that my friend Andrew Marlin from North Carolina wrote. I'm going to play it for you now. Hope I can do it. Like I said, my hands are a little tired from feeding horses this morning.
Back
to obtain. A fire in the sky, dim light in my eye that's long faded. I've stood where heroes have fallen, their names turned to stone. Yet I remain nameless, the best friend the hero has known. Now I'm saving my strength for running. These days I'm saving my strength for running. From the age of kings, when pride decided all fate. Long before war machines took charge, and I was to wait. It was flying hope and blinders, young men to carry between. All the death and the glory, believing they're one and the same. Now I'm saving my strength for running. These days I'm saving my strength for running. No more to obtain. The sword and the shield perched upon saddles and reins. But the stampede of thunder, the cavalry's charge leaves me now. Your last war will come, but I cannot follow you down. Now I'm saving my strength for running. These days I'm saving my strength for running. These days I'm saving my strength for running.
Did your dad teach you how to play that, or did you...
No, he taught me how to play the 12-bar blues when I was about 12 years old, and my hands couldn't reach on the guitar. And then, yeah, since then, I just kind of listened.
Picked it up on your own?
Yeah, I took some lessons when I was a kid, and then took a lot of banjo lessons, a whole bunch of banjo lessons, so that really helped. But other than that, you know, we get off work, eat some salad, and sit on the back porch with my dad and listen to him play old songs and try and figure them out. So that's how most people learn how to play music in Kentucky. That's why it's the best. So
is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, because it's the music of the people. So anyways.
Well, that was great.
Yeah.
You want to hear more of it, you can. It'll be on April the 29th at 1833 South Main Street in Paris at the McConnell Auction Center. It's $5 for members of the whatever that
musical
is.
Musical chairs.
Musical chairs, okay. And $10 for guests. And starts at 7 p.m. And it benefits our MIMS, Retirement Haven, and old friends. That's my old friend Michael Blowens, outfit over in Scott County. See, he's even venturing over to Scott County to help you out, you know.
It's fabulous. This is really great. And Jeannie Mirabito does a great job out at our MIMS.
I was out there one time. I went out to see our MIMS, I believe, as a matter of fact, and I found out she was out there. And I had her on the show.
Yeah.
I think a couple of times. Yes. And it's you know, doing great work with these rescue things. And of course, I think your dad's kind of involved a little bit with your mother, I know he is.
Yeah, my mom and dad... I'm really proud of them. They do a lot of work for the horses, and I'll never forget when they brought Gatto back from overseas.
Got to Del Sol. Yeah, he was overseas.
Yeah, and he had a great life on the farm, and my mom would feed him carrots every day, and you know that's why we have him.
Yeah.
Now he's buried out by the house, so. Uh-huh. Pretty cool.
Arthur was our role model, actually. Gatto Del Sol came back from Germany.
That's great.
He was the first person to ever bring a retired stallion home.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Wow. So we got, because of him, we got 5 home from Japan and 1 home from Italy.
And now you got so damn many horses over there, you don't know what to do with them.
Oh, I do. I do. We don't have enough. See, you're thinking about it the wrong way.
Don't say that. I'll send you a couple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've got some you can have, too.
Well, it's really good people are thinking about that now, though. They're thinking about doing something with their horses afterwards.
Yeah. Arthur, you should be here some when Dr. Byers is here and hear him. See his expression on his face when Michael says, well, we've got a new horse, and Doc will go, oh.
I got a couple more. I didn't want to. Dr. Byers is in here, so I can.
What'd you get?
I got a couple more. Well, we made this really good deal, actually, and I'm hoping it really catches on for our new paddocks. David Grenning was doing a story on David Jacobson from Drawing Away Stables a few weeks ago, and he called me about David, and I said, well, you know, David's really been helpful to us because he got us Ball 4, okay, and he got us Tour of the Cat and a couple of others that it's needed to be retired at that point in their careers. You know, they were really classy horses, and they fall down the claiming ladder, and they kind of said, you know, enough is enough. I don't want to run anymore. And so he helped us with those horses. And so David Jacobson, I called, talked a few days later, and I told him, I said, David, I got this idea. What if we had a special paddock at Old Friends for Drawing Away Stables, and you could retire your horses there? He says, well, what do I need to do? I said, send me $25,000, and every time you win a race, we get $100.
Wow. Well, that's pretty
so
good.
He did.
I guess I know who you're rooting for these days.
Then a few hours later, I got a call from a member of the Bourbon Lane Stables over in Versailles. You know, they have they name all their horses with bourbon and bourbonized Bourbon Courage. Well, they retired Johannes Bourbon to us.
Okay.
And she called me and she said, I really want to do this for us. So she sent me $25,000 and the paddocks will start going up on Monday. Defense is starting up on Monday. And then the day after the Derby at our homecoming, we're going to have a ribbon cutting with people from Drawing Away in Bourbon Lane Stables.
That's fun.
But it's the first time, I think it's the first time that anybody's thought about Social Security and 401ks for their horses.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Arthur, you involved with the farm over there much?
I am. Look at his hands, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I thought that was some thinking.
I was kind of tired when I got here this morning. Yeah, I'm running the farm now for my dad, and it's great. That's all I can say about it. We got a great crew. Actually, my yearling and training manager's out here on his day off riding horses with his wife. So I saw him go by here
a second ago.
Kyle Clenizos. He's a fantastic horseman. He's he's out here keeping in shape. So he's there, and Joey Littrell's our broodmare manager. He's fantastic. His dad was with Viking. They had Viking Stud.
Viking Stud.
Fantastic horseman. And Jerry Hobbs and all the boys, if you're listening, I tell you, couldn't do it without you. So, you know, it's great working with my dad. He's about as experienced a horseman as they got around these parts. He's 72 years old, and he's been doing it since he could walk, so.
I don't want to hear how old he is. I knew him when he was just this high, you know. Lord, yeah,
he's not old. He's young. He's pretty tough. If you're not careful, you'll catch him fixing fence and throwing hay bales. So he's pretty special.
Well, that's how you stay fit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, you were just talking about all the retired horses and the farms and the training center here. And there's some work going on right now that I'm sure we're all going to hear more about bringing people into the area and showing off the horse. You know, we got Keeneland and the Bourbon Trails picking up and all that, but I've just gotten involved in it very minorly, but they're working to open up all these farms and all these horse stables for people to come see the horse, because that's the only reason we're here, is the horse, you know, and if we can show people the horse, then I don't know any reason why someone wouldn't love to be sitting here right now, because the grass is green and the track is clean and the horses are running fast, so
that's exactly right. You know, we get 20,000 visitors a year to come see these old horses, and like your mother, you know, we get to feed Gulch carrots every day and Sarava and Afternoon Delights, and Ogaijin's still alive, and I mean, it's just it's just a thrill every day. And people do, you know, Arts is right. People come from all over the world to see these horses. And what's a bluegrass if you don't have these horses? It's not going to look the same.
There was a bus, a tour bus here this morning when I got here.
Yeah. Minnesota. Yeah.
Pardon? Where are they from?
Minnesota.
No, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Oh, it's the one that they wanted to come to Kentucky.
Yeah. Last year I drove, I think I drove 15,000 miles in the United States. And honestly, the prettiest place I saw was right here. So.
Oh, yeah. It is. It absolutely is. And I'm not from here, so.
You can say that.
Opinion. It is. It's like living in a state park.
Yeah.
You know, when I was living in Boston, I lived like a couple of blocks from Paul Revere's house and a few blocks down from the Old North Church. And I took it for granted. I didn't go in there until I lived there for like 3 or 4 years. I just said, well, that's that. You know, people are coming from all over to see the American Revolution spots, and we kind of ignored it. I think that happens sometimes here. You're so used to driving around and seeing all this that you take it for granted sometimes, and it shouldn't happen. I can drive from my farm to Keeneland without passing anything but horse farms.
Imagine not being in traffic station for an hour and stoplights and concrete and all that.
I tell people the difference. I'd rather lose $100 at Keeneland than make $100 at Up and Downs.
Now, I know that's a lie.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because on the way back, you're stuck in the tunnel for an hour and a half breathing in fumes.
All right. Oh, well. All right, I got to do it. Take another commercial here, break, and see where we're going. Well, yesterday at Oak Lawn, the Grade 1 $600,000 Apple Blossom Stakes was won by Close Hatches. 4-year-old filly from the first crop of First Defense. Did you watch that race, Michael?
Yes.
Yeah. Boy, she won it easy, didn't she?
Huh? Yeah.
She won easy, yeah. Well, anyway, Close Hatches went to the front immediately, led at every pole to register a third Grade 1 win.
I had the trifecta with Stanwyck third.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh. She's 2 for 2 this year, having won the Grade 2 Azari Stakes, also at Oakland on March 15. Close Hatches has also won the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose, the Grade 1 Cotillion, the Grade 2 Gazelle. She was second, competing against older fillies and mares in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff, second in the Grade 1 Acorn. With first money of $360,000 from her Apple Blossom score, her earnings now total $1,847,300. Close Hatches was bred by Millsec LTD, trained by Bill Mott, and carries the silks of Judmont Farm, where her sire stands at stud. The First Defense is receiving strong support from Judmont and from other breeders, and among the many top-class mares he's covered over the past two seasons includes Rising Tornado, the Dam of Close Hatches. So there's a lot more coming. First Defense, 15,000 live foal at Judmont. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. You know, it's we like to do business and down in Paris and people that we do business with. And when we moved down there, we've been living in Bourbon County now for about 25 years. And of course, everybody has insurance needs, and we wondered who we should talk to down there. And everybody we talked to said the Hopewell Company. And I tell you, we looked them up, and they've been taking care of our insurance needs ever since. About 2 years ago, our house was struck by lightning, and we had to have the whole darn thing rewired. And we called them on a Friday morning. They had an electrician out there Friday afternoon. They had an insurance adjuster there on Saturday morning, and they took care of the whole thing. I mean, we didn't have to make the first phone call other than to them. We didn't have to deal with any insurance companies other than them. You know, I mean, it's a Hopewell Company, and they've got experience working with horse farms and racing stables. And they also cover, besides our home, our barn, our vehicles, our horse trailer, our liability. And they've always been there when we need them. It's an independent insurance agency that works for us, not the insurance companies. And they know who the best and reputable people to do business with, not only the contractors around there, but the other insurance companies. I recommend them highly. It's the Hopewell Company, 820 South Main Street in Paris. And the number over there is 987-2347. There's a Lexington number, 294-2431. You get great service over there. I tell you what, I guarantee it. Well, yesterday at Oak Lawn, $100,000 Bachelor Stakes was won by Brewing, a 3-year-old colt from the first crop by Mayamon. I don't know how to pronounce his source names. Maimonides, I guess it is. Anyway, that's the second straight win in $100,000 stakes for brewing. He won the $100,000 gazebo stakes also at Oakland and on March the 22nd. Bred and owned by Zayat Stables and trained by D. Wayne Lucas, brewing broke his maiden at Oakland on February the 14th. Won the gazebo stakes by 3 lengths after leading all the way and then stalked the early pace, then closed 4 wide to take the bachelor. He's from the first crop by the beautifully bred Maimonides, $4,600,000 sales yearling. And Maimonides made but 2 starts, broke his maiden first time out at Saratoga by 11.5 lengths, and then he placed in the Grade 1 Hope. He's by Champion Vindication, a son of Seattle Slough. He's a half-brother of the 3 graded stakes winners, 2 Grade 1. Stands for 2,500 due in a full stanza nurses, so go see him. Superb individual, and he has a great future. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Kyle Wilson, 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Arthur's gone to get his banjo. He's going to play another song.
Oh, okay.
This is great.
All right.
We're going to get a sneak preview. You know, I have to mention tonight they're having another fundraiser for old friends at Wallace Station. You know, we have a retiree named Wallace Station.
Oh, I know you do.
And so it's Wallace Station for Wallace Station. They changed all their menu around to name the courses after the horses. You know, going to have a Gulch grilled cheese and a Dan the Bluegrass Man burger and all this stuff. It's going to be really cool.
I don't know about that now.
And they want yeah, let's not. Yeah, don't take it too literally.
Okay. Gee, I'm not sure I want a Dan and the Bluegrass burger.
Yeah, really?
Oh, that's the author's gone to get his banjo. He's going to play banjo for us.
All right. Woo. Well, one more. It keeps me off the air.
Yeah.
Pat, it's Pat Connolly over here, and Pat, how did you get involved with this?
Well, we started a club down in Paris about 4 years ago called Musical Chairs. It was a social club to bring live music into Paris at least once a month on a weeknight when we don't have much live music in Paris. Now, that's going to change, I predict, in the future, because our president of Musical Chairs, Ralph Quillen, has just opened up the Rooster Brew Micro Brewery.
Yeah, I was there
Main
last
Street.
Night.
You were there, Ursula, for the grand opening.
Yeah, I wasn't sick enough to not go to the brewery.
Well, it was a free beer down there for me.
Well, the beer has has medicinal.
Oh, free beers. Those are his two favorite words.
I tell you, the only problem was it got me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, but other than that,
hey Ursula,
maybe I shouldn't go into that.
Right before you got there, the little parish priest in Paris, Father Danny Pfister, came in and blessed all that beer, so no wonder you're stepping lively today.
Yeah, as I told you earlier, you should have blessed Ralph. Yeah. He's one that needs the help.
That's Ursula's version of holy water.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Ralph's the president of Musical Chairs, and he's a big supporter of old friends over there in Georgetown, Quillen Leather and Tack. I'm plugging the heck out of him. I'm sorry.
Well, he should get plugged.
Yeah.
As it were.
He does a whole lot for old friends.
Yeah, he does. He's a great guy. Now we can go over there and pick up our halters and have some brewskis.
Do you all routinely donate money to charities that you all take in? Or?
Thank you for asking. Musical Chairs was formed for 4 reasons, Ursel, back in 2011. First reason, of course, was to bring in some live music. And the members, which we got about 150, always looking for more.
Do you have to play an instrument to be a member?
That's a good question. And no, they don't have to run around their chairs either during the concert. But,
okay.
But the second reason is to promote local musicians and regional musicians like Arthur Hancock III and Arthur Hancock IV, and some who aren't as famous as they are. The third reason is to open up our membership to really interesting venues. So, for instance, we try to get into a couple horse farms, like Arthur the Fourth was just mentioning, to expose the members to really cool places. And then a fourth and not least is to try to do good community stuff. Like we work with the Rotary Club to raise money for worldwide polio eradication. We making money now for old friends and for our MIMS. And by the way, thank you very much, Michael, for praising your colleague, Jeannie Mirabito, out on the Millersburg Ruddles Mill Road, our MIMS. Started back in 2003, I think. She's been at it a long time.
When did you start exactly? I can't
right around that time.
About the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just celebrated our 10th anniversary, so yeah.
Michael, you know why she's not here with us today?
Yeah, she got to take care of her horses.
Well, that she works about 80 hours a week to keep that place going. But I think she's off, and correct me here, anybody, but picking up another addition to their group out there, a horse called Easy Bucket. That I can't speak y'all's language. This horse ran 90 times in claims races and never got claimed. Made him a lot of money. And so Jeannie's up picking up Easy Bucket, I think, bringing her out there.
That's really terrific, because that in the final analysis, that's all that really matters, finding another spot for another horse.
Yeah. You know, there's a horse running out at Fauna Park. It's one running.
Plays everything.
He just won the other day. He is 11 years old, and he's won $690,000 or something like that.
Wow.
He won stakes, ran fourth in the Queen's Plate. And I kind of got an eye on him. I'm gonna get him for you.
Okay, good, good. I think that's great. Well, we have Zippy Chippy. He's 0-100.
Yeah, right. He's about like me.
He had 100 starts with he never broke his maiden.
Yeah.
When he had to start number 87, his trainer decided that the only way he was going to make any money with this horse is if he never won another race, because they put him in People magazine and somebody's writing a movie about him. And
longest losing streak in the world.
Yes. Yeah. 0-100.
Yeah, they were praying the last 7 or 8 starts that he wouldn't win.
It's the only time I've ever seen this, but at the Massachusetts Fairs, I think it was either Great Barrington Fair or the Northampton Fair he was running, and he finished second. And there was an inquiry against the winner, and the trainer's climbing up the reviewing stand, literally up the ladder, screaming his head off. He can't win like this. He can't win like this. It's the only time I've ever seen a trainer screaming that he didn't want his horse put up to the winner's circle. But Zippy's life has been a little backwards.
Where is Arthur?
He's out there tuning up.
While we're waiting on him, he is going to get his banjo, and Arthur's a banjo maestro. It's Arthur and Arthur on April the 29th. The doors open at 6 o'clock with a social hour. Ursula, you're supposed to bring something to eat and share with other people if you want to.
Oh, okay.
And
bring your own bottle.
Bring your own. Well, you know what you're talking about. And
we'll go see Ralph, and then at Roof to Brew.
And see how many laws you can break on your way there.
Seven o'clock, the music starts, and I hope y'all will clap real hard. So that Arthur and Arthur will play at least an hour, maybe a little more. Any rate, the point is we're going to have old friends with Elmhurst. And you were right, Michael. Tell them about Elmhurst.
Elmhurst is a terrific, terrific sprinter. He won the Breeders' Cup Sprint. And he's a really, really nice horse. And I know Jeannie's taking really good care of him. And he'll be coming down from our MIMS to make it a cameo appearance.
He'll be in the front yard, Ursula, at McConnell Auction Center. We call it the MAC on Main Street, McConnell Auction Center, where this concert's going to be.
I know where it is.
He's got a lot of personality, Elmhurst, and he's going to be bringing his best friend named T-Biscuit. Not Seabiscuit, T-Biscuit. T-Biscuit's a miniature horse that paints pictures with a paintbrush in his mouth. They're both going to be there at 6 o'clock before Arthur and Arthur start playing. Bill T. McConnell, our host, is one of our musical chairs frontline guys. And Bill T. had been saying for a few years that down there in Bourbon County, where you and Jackie live, Ursula, that we ought to be doing more to celebrate Kentucky Derby Week in Paris, not just Louisville, right? Or we ought to be doing more. And so Arthur the Fourth was a big hit last year, brought in a bunch of the big farms, Vernon Lehman from Golden Chance and Catesby Clay, and Arthur Hancock III from Stone Farm. They were all there for a big event, but the room wouldn't hold all the people that wanted to get in there. So we're moving to the McConnell Auction Center this year, and we can hold in that thing probably 400 people. We got 113 people that have signed up as of yesterday. We're hoping by bringing in the Boston Globe movie critic and T-Biscuit and Elmhurst and a banjo player and a guitar player.
Ursula's going to sing. Ursula's going to sing. He's going to make his debut.
You do Rolling Stones? You look like a Rolling Stones guy to me. I don't know. What do you sing?
No, he gathers no moss, that's for sure.
I'm going to let Little Archer come in here with a banjo.
As close as he's going to get to the Rolling Stones.
Let me do a set of commercials so I don't have to interrupt Arthur's playing. Well, the Call to Derby run last Saturday over mile and eighth with a purse of $258,720. $155,000 to the winner was won by Our Caravan, a 3-year-old colt by De Hare.
Al Caravan stalked the early pace, took the lead at the eighth pole, and drew off to win by nearly 10 lengths over Ring Weekend by Tappet. Bred in Kentucky by Hare Forest Farm and sold as a yearling at Saratoga for $190,000. Our Caravan broke his maiden in his first start on December 14th at Gulfstream. His call to Derby score follows by Days, the win of Mamduha, a 3-year-old filly by De Hare, and the Cicada Stakes at Aqueduct. That was a fourth straight win. She had early won the Ruthless Stakes at Aqueduct and the Gin Talking Stakes at Laurel and over $230,000 now. So you'll be hearing more about from Our Caravan and Mamduha and more also from Dahar. These are 14% stakes winners from foals. That's 14% stakes winners from foals now, not starters. Dahar is a grade one stakes winner by the elite sire Awesome Again. Stands for $5,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes, 224-4585. See the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Kent was there the other night.
It was Kent Barnes the other night.
Oh, did
he donated an Invisor halter to our auction.
Oh, that's great.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a horse of the year.
And yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's a Hall of Fame, too.
Yes.
Yeah. I voted for him.
You vote for the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Well, get Black Tie Affair in there. What are you doing? Wasting time.
I tried to nominate it anyway. Well, let's talk a little bit about our friend Ralph Quillen
right.
Again.
Ralph is Ralph's the best. Ralph's got some halters waiting for us. Ralph's opened up his brewery now. He's in the cow business. He's in the halter business. Now he's in the beer business. You know, you might think his career was just starting.
You know, he used to be a fireman.
And there you go.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think he's got attention deficit.
Well, I tell
he's
you
fabulous.
What, he was waiting tables pretty good last night, wasn't he?
Yeah. Was it mobs?
Oh, it was a big crowd.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Nice crowd. You know, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got in there and saw, you know, people that you knew and everybody standing around.
That's
talking.
What matters, good and beer and people you know.
They've got beer in there. I thought I knew someone. Well, you know.
Where's the list?
I don't know. Where in the hell did the list go? Nobody leaves. No, that's my commercial. Here it is. Look at this.
Oh,
list.
Yeah.
Look at this list of beers.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know there was that many beers.
Oh, yeah. Let me look at it while you're talking.
Well, here's your West 6th Street. Beers out here. Amber IPA.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, see if you know something about this.
Keep that away from my dad and I. We'll be all right.
Look, coming in the door. Yeah. Here comes Alfred. We got Midway representing.
Hey, here's Alfred.
Yeah.
I got to go. I owe him money.
That's all right.
He's used to it.
You hear that? He said that's all right.
He's used to it. Yeah, you won't find much in there. Hey, nice job. Yes.
Hey. Come on, let's get back to Ralph here.
All right,
I want to get Arthur on.
So Ralph has been great to us. You know, he produces fabulous halters, and we just ordered a bunch more. We auctioned them off. We got Commentator a new halter and Gulch a new halter. They wear them for a little while, then we auction them off and raise a little money for the horses. So it's like the horses are raising the money. We're not doing anything. So
there you go.
Put the halter on. Take
it off. In case you don't know where Quillen Tack is, you should. It's right there. And if you're going into Paris from the Lexington, there you go to the third stoplight. Look to the left, right across from Ken's New Market. You can't miss it. And it's a fun place to go in. Nice people in there. Daily Racing Form Breeding Edition, the Sunday edition. You haven't asked for your Sunday form yet. You're usually begging it.
I know. I can't quite reach it.
Here.
Thank you.
Again, I knew he was going to hustle me for it anyway, so I'll just go ahead and give it to him.
Don't say there's no fringe benefits to showing up here.
That's the only reason I can get, only way I can get you here, I think. You know. Anyway, but the Sunday edition today got a good article in there by John Sparkman on that California Chrome, that horse out there that just won the same. He looks wicked.
I got him at 60-1 in the future book. I'm going to auction off my $5 ticket at our fundraiser.
Is that right?
Yeah,
60-1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's favorite right now.
I know. That's why I better sell the ticket.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, it's worth a little something.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. Also, there's an article on there on about Bill Betts. Of course, his co-breeder of Opportunity by Nicole Russo. And the hot sire of the week is Hard Spun. That Patrick Reed wrote that. And it's comprehensive stakes reports and sire lists, of course, and for more on that, visit drf.com/breeding.
And actually, they go all through the week, the breeding. On Mondays, they give a weekend stakes recap, stakes calendar. Tuesdays, a buyer, sire profile. It's something every week. So go to that website and visit. It's dailyracingforum.com/breeding. And it, of course, is the Bible of horse racing, the Daily Racing Forum. Couldn't do without it. You can't have my Saturday edition, Michael.
No.
So I better hang on to it here. Too many gamblers around here now.
We got Alfred and Arthur. You know, I got to thank Alfred. Alfred's been, you know, when we first started, Alfred saved our lives over there, letting us come over to Hirsland Farm. He's still got some nice horses over there for us. He's got Make Luck, a stallion who played opposite Jack Nicholson in the movie Wolf. And he's got Jerry over there and the great New York stallion, Save Florida, Sandy, and a couple of mares.
Okay. All right.
It's really, really nice. And I have to, I just want to say one more thing or so.
Good. One more thing. Yeah.
I always say that. It's always like five more. I know. Edgar Prado came to the farm the other day to see Sarava and Rail Trip and some other things. And we were talking about, I asked him about the change from the synthetic back to the dirt. And he says, it's really going to be great to get the dirt back. He said, because when jockeys fall on the synthetic, it's a lot worse than if they fall on the dirt. So I think all the jockeys are rooting for
the riders around here told me that too.
And then he had an accident the other day. He's going to be out for about a month. But he'll be all right.
Yeah. All right, Michael.
We send our best Edgar.
Shut up so I can get Arthur.
Yes, sir. All right. Arthur, thank you very much for doing this for us and for our mems. I really appreciate it.
It'll be fun. It gives me a reason to get out the house. So
you go off the farm?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's out nice. Of the stalls?
Gives me a reason to practice a little bit.
What are you going to play, Arthur?
Well, I'm going to play one more song, and I just wanted to say that I'd like to thank my good friend Eric Buckley for being the first of the local farm owners and business owners to jump on board. If you're listening, you can't come on the 29th, you can send a check to Quillen Leather and Tack, renting two musical chairs, and any amount you desire in support of our mems and old friends both will be receiving from that check. If you just feel like donating because you have kindness in your heart, send it on down. I'd like to see as much money raised as possible. I know it's a big deal to give someone your money, but when they're taking care of the animals you love, it's a good idea. So yep. I'm going to try and play a song on the banjo. Like I said, my hands are a little tired, and then I'm going to hit the road and go to the racetrack. So.
Poor Eric. Hustled right on the air.
He's hustled. He's a good guy. He's got a good farm over at Three Main, and he does a good job.
He's got good parents, that's why. All right.
Yeah.
Let me see Arthur. Oh, they're taking our picture right now.
For the Paris newspaper.
Oh, I've been in the newspaper a lot. I'm glad I'm not getting in trouble. So, usually, it used to be when I was in the newspaper, I was getting in trouble. So, anyway. Thanks for having me on. It was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, Arthur. Hey, appreciate it. Nice to know somebody with talent. My wife's learning how to play the violin and the dog's suffering.
Anybody can do it.
See you, Jackie.
All right. Oh, thank you, Bill. Good to see you, Bill.
See you on the 30th.
Yeah, all right. Bill, poor man. Y'all ought to be... He's part of the Rotary Club over. Sit down over there, Alfred. Yeah.
That's a tough act to follow.
Tough act to follow.
Wasn't that fun?
You could say the same thing about me. I think it's a tough act to follow, too.
He can play.
Yeah, he's very.
I used to listen to his dad play when I was a lot younger.
Yeah.
Pardon?
So I used to listen to his dad play when I was a lot younger, spend the night over at Clayton every once in a while, and Arthur.
Yeah.
He'd pull that banjo out, and he'd start playing in there, and I think one of my favorites of his was Divorcee at Dawn.
Divorcee at Dawn?
Yep.
sounds like that was a song that he knows from a long time ago.
That was before Arthur ever met Stacy.
Oh, okay.
That was a long time ago.
Boy, does author number four look like his mom or what? Gee, whiz,
that's what I said. Thank goodness.
Well, you can't call him little Arthur, can you?
No, he's a big boy.
Young Arthur.
Well, let me get this set of commercials out of the way. And this listens for you, Jackie. You'll be up next.
All right.
Give me a chance to rest here. For the first fools, Belina David are 2-year-olds, and two were offered at Monday's Keeneland April 2-year-old training sale. First colt to sell after working a quarter and 20 and one went for $240,000 to Ben McElroy's agent. The second colt had worked an eighth and 9-4. How about that? 9-4. And he was sold for $275,000 to Jacob West agent. There was also a colt in the sale, the only one cataloged from the first crop by Temple City, and he went for $230,000 to Clarivic Stables. A line of David and Temple City stand at Spendthrift Farm for fees of $6,000 and $5,000, respectively. Both are eligible for Spendthrift's popular breed secure program. If you don't profit, you don't pay. A line of David won the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby at the direct expense of Super Saver, and he's by Lionheart. He sired another stakes winner Sunday at Santa Anita when his Tom's Tribute won the Thunder Road Stakes. Temple City is a graded stakes winner and track record breaker by Dynaformer, out of a half-sister to the top sire Malibu Moon, sire of the sales topping $1 million 2-year-old at Keeneland's Monday sale. So for more information, call Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com.
Okay, I want to talk about Luberson and Reborn, the stuff I know about personally. They were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, and they're endorsed by owners, trainers, veterinarians, and me. Both, incidentally, are all natural and test-free. Lubricin is for your joints. Ah, thank God. Sustains the integrity of the joint fluid, can help reduce the need for costly and painful hyaluronic acid injections. And you know they're kind of coming to the conclusion in human medicine that they don't do much what they thought they did, the hyaluronic acid. I know they, you know, kind of caused them. Anyway, this stuff, Lubricin, just takes the place of that. It's great. I use it. I buy it by the case. So
yeah, they make it for people, too.
Yes, the Lubricin is for the people and the horses. And I buy the people kind, a case. Trainers that use Lubricin are Todd Pletcher, Tony Detrow, Jerry Hollendorfer, Michael Maker, and me. So they, I'm telling you, Lubricin for human really works. Reborn is 100% sterile, whole, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. Safe and easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, starting with foals. It strengthens the foal's immune system immensely while nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies, and you need it. Actually, it supports immune functions in horses of all ages, makes them recover quicker from physical challenge. Its maximum efficiency is what Reborn delivers. For more information about Lubricin and Reborn, call 800-901-9498 or type in Lubricin or Reborn and Google it, or you can go to lubricin.com or reborn.com and find out about its great stuff.
Well, last Saturday, Keeneland Rosalyn, a 3-year-old filly by Broken Vow, turned in a dead game performance so typical of the progeny of her sire to dead eat with room service in the Grade 1 Central Bank Ashland Stakes. Room service is the daughter of More Than Ready. Went to the Ashland off a win in the Grade 3 Here Comes the Bride Stakes at Gulfstream, so she that he did with a nice filly was 7 lengths back to the third place finisher, Thank You Mary Lou, with the French bred multiple graded stakes winner Testa Rossi, 4th in a field of 13. Bred by Hurston Farm, James H. Green Jr., Pin Oak Stud, well, of course, Hurston Farm is my guest sitting over here. Rosalind has been a hard luck filly. She closed from 16 lengths out of it to be beaten a half length in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Came from way out of it to run 2nd in the Grade 1 Alcibiades, and she also placed in the Grade 2 Pocahontas, so she's been knocking on the door going into this. Her Ashton win brought her earnings to over $558,000, and I'm going to ask Alfred here in just a minute, but she's probably going to go in the Kentucky Oaks next, is what he said about it.
Well, I've talked to Kenny after the race. We were talking. I was with Ray Streeter. He was very nice, invited me in the winner's circle, the director's room in the ring after the race. Ray's a great guy, fantastic owner. He's got his horse with, you know, Martha Jane and John Mulholland over there, and they just, everybody, it's just, it was so much fun.
Okay.
So, but anyway, Kenny said, yeah, she's on to the Oaks. That was the big test. That's, she didn't run on Lasix that day. So if you, I don't know if anybody noticed or not, but she ran clean. That was just to make sure he didn't use up any more horse than he had to.
Good.
Anyway, she will go there, and if things go really well there, he was talking about maybe trying the Epsom Oaks with her, the English Oaks.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see. That's
June. I can't see Kenny all dressed up like that, though, can you?
Well, Kenny, you know, he can look pretty good when he puts his dancing shoes on.
Hey, well, if you want a runner like Rosalind, look to Broken Vow. He stands over at Pinner for $25,000 doing a full stands of nurses. Just give Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens a call and see the website at pinoakstud.com. Let my man go.
I don't know. I'll find him.
I hope he's got his mic on here.
Yes, they're all 3 on. Look.
Oh, okay. We're in good shape there. All right. I've got, like I said, I've got Alfred Knuckles here with me now down at Hurston Farm, and he's a co-breeder of Rosalind. I believe you've got the mare over at your place, haven't you?
Oh, I've got a beautiful full sister to Rosalind sitting over there right now, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, she was born in February this year. She's a bay, not quite a chestnut, but she's probably the nicest foal I've had this year, so she's a crackerjack.
Oh, wow.
Then I have a half-brother to her that I didn't sell last September. Had a little sesamoiditis, and Rosalind hadn't quite done anything yet, so I withdrew her from the September sales, and she's with Bill Wofford over there, so he's breaking him. His name's Critics Award.
Critics Award.
Yep, so we try to keep it all in the family with her. But I've raced, I've also got her half-sister because I have rave reviews over there, and that's a perfect soul filly that Jamie and I kept and raced. And unfortunately, she wasn't as good as I thought she'd be from a pedigree standpoint. She's got a double cross of she goes back to Thong and all that in there. So she's got some nice blood and bred her to get Stormy the other day just to go back to the moccasin side of that, you know, the roughshod and do all that. So I've got plenty of roughshod back in there.
Yeah, round table.
Yep, lots of that. And, but, you know, it's looks like a 2-turn pedigree, but
well, that's all right.
That's
where the money is.
That's what you try to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What you say you got him at? Where'd you say you had him?
Oh, he's over at Rimrock Farm with Bill. Bill breaks some of mine. Yeah, whenever I get stuck with something.
You're going to race him? You're going to?
Well, right now he's on the block. So if anybody out there needs a nice 2-year-old colt that's just starting to get going a little bit, that's a full brother to a Grade 1 stakes winner, they're more than welcome to go look at him over at Bill's.
Oh,
did I plug that one well enough?
You shouldn't have told why you kept him. That's the problem if you're going to sell him now. But he's okay now, though.
Oh, right? he was just a late May foal, and he had a little sesamoiditis, so we just decided to give him time, and he's clean as a whistle.
Did you breed the mare back this year?
I'll be checking her today. See, she's in foal to Broken Vow again today.
Going right back to the well.
Cut well, and Rosalind came along. It was awfully hard to pass that cross up. So
well, that's exactly right. You know, and she was really closing in that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. I mean, if she didn't have to come from, if she'd had a little bit of better racing luck, she was going to win that.
Well, she had. I mean, I watching it on the TV that day, I kind of looked like she was going to get there in the angle and everything, but. You know, he's got her. He's run her in blinkers the last couple of races. They're not much. They're like 1-inch cups. But I guess he said he thought it was helping keeping her a little more focused and, you know, her mind in the game. And it looked like it worked pretty well in the Ashland Stakes. She looked like she was going to open up on him, and the other filly came up on the outside of her. And I'm not sure she saw her because of the blinkers, but when it looked like she got by her, the West filly got by her just a little bit, and then she came on again, and it was dinging and donging all the way down the line then, so.
Yeah, she just got beat half length for all of it. I think she was back,
Well, yeah, it was like
in my commercial, I said, well, I think she was 16 lengths out of it.
She was way back there because she wasn't even in the picture for a
while. No, no. I remember that exactly because, you know, I mean, they're one of my clients. And of course, I was kind of rooting for them a little bit there. Pinot, you know, with Broken Valley. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Rosin was a beautiful. I mean, she hit the ground nicely as a baby. And she's a chestnut, which is kind of unusual for that cross. And
it is, isn't it?
And, you know, I've got a first cousin to her, believe it or not. It's actually an affiliate named Heart of Destiny that's out of Doc's Destiny, who's a half-sister to Critics Acclaim. So I have both those mares, but they're both chestnuts, and they're both the only chestnuts out of those mares. And, of course, Heart of Destiny was second, and the Alcibiades is 2-year-old, too, so she's been one place. So just kind of funny, the two chestnuts both ran second with the Alcibiades.
Yeah, well, knocking on the door there.
If Heart of Destiny could emulate her first cousin, it'd be a little better than going to win a grade one. That'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. There you go. All right, it's the top of the hour, so I got to take a break. I'm going to get right back to you, Alfred. But Fort Larned posted a 117 buyer speed figure the day he won a grade one Breeders' Cup Classic. 117, horses just don't run a whole lot faster than that. He defeated Mucho Macho Man that day, and of course Mucho Macho Man came back the next year to take the Breeders' Cup Classic. And he's by Macho Uno, Fort Larned stablemate over to Dena Springs. Fort Larned also won the Grade 1 Whitney Invitational, the Grade 1 Stephen Foster, and three other stakes on his way to earnings of $4,471,322. That's a lot of money. And along the way, he met and defeated the likes of Game On Dude and Flat Out and Stay Thirsty and Take Charge Indian to Honor and Serve and dozens more. Grandson of Mr. Prospector of Fort Larned is out of a daughter of champion Sire Broadbrush and champion Bayakoya, earner of over $2,861,000, including the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff twice. It's a Breeders' Cup pedigree. Fort Larned standing his first season at stud for $15,000, doing a full stands and nurses, stands over to Dena Springs. 859-987-1798 and see the website at adinastallions.com.
Live from the Republic Bank Studios, this is ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG AM Lexington, Republic Bank, with six banking centers in Central Kentucky.
Here's a colt to keep an eye on. Last Saturday at Keeneland, the eighth race, a $60,000 allowance test at about 7 furlongs, was won by Myositis Dan, a 3-year-old colt by Istan. Bred by Bert and C. Jones, Myositis Dan is 2-for-2 at Keeneland. Istan is knocking on the door. His Mr. Bowling has won Grade 3 stakes. Albano won the Sugar Bowl at the fairgrounds this year and was a hit bobbing second in the Grade 2 Risen Star. Was also second in the Grade 3 LeComp. Anagon has earned over $509,000 and is placed in 5 stakes, including the Grade 1 Belmont, the Grade 2 Breeders' Cup Marathon, and the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap. Is Stan Ford is placed in the Grade 3 Florida Oaks, Young and Lovely in the New Orleans Ladies Stakes, and that's just scratching the surface. Is Stan, a graded stakes-winning son of Gall and West, is receiving strong backing from Airdrie Stud, and it's just a matter of when that he hits big time. Now is the time to talk to the folks at Airdrie about Is Stan. 859-873-7270. See the website at airdriestud.com, and keep in mind that Airdrie Stallions are your key racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis, the horse capital of the world. Bluegrass country.
Like Nicole. I'm about over it, but
in at the history of the purebred industry. Now here's your host, Ursula Ellis.
All righty. I'm talking to Alfred Knuckles, who owns Hirschland Farm down in Midway. God almighty, it's been down in Midway for how long now? Your family goes way back. Get a little closer to that microphone.
Yeah, I guess I'm fifth generation down there. You know, my Uncle Charlie and his sons, Nux and his sisters have Knuckles Farm, which is right next door. It's all part of the original farm. But it was we divided it in, 1985, I think. And so it's been Knuckles and Hirschland since then.
Yeah, but, you know, your family goes...
Oh, yeah, my grandfather was Charles
1800s, weren't they?
Yes, sir. My grandfather was in it in the early 1900s. Hirschland was started by Dr. Alfred Hirst in the 1800s, so it's been around. That's where the name Hirschland came from.
Yeah, now, wasn't one of them one of the states toured or something like that at one time?
My grandfather was, yes.
Yeah. I thought so.
So he was on, I forgot exactly, he was on, he was a state steward, I think, for... I know that's way before my time, Ursula. I just remember the stories.
Well, you ought to know your pedigree, for God's sakes. You know these horses' pedigrees. Doesn't know his own.
Well,
those are easy to memorize.
Well, I knew your dad and I knew your uncles. But, you know, I used to breed down there at when it was just Hurstman Farm.
All right. We had a whole bunch of old stallions. I guess you probably remember I Will and Rutherford Hurst and all those.
I Will was a Roman horse. Right. Pretty nice kind of a stud.
Yep, and gosh, we had Run for Nurse down there. We had Reneged, who was a neat old stallion.
He was by Revolta, bred right. to him. As a matter of fact,
I have a blue Larkspur mare.
Yeah, he was a runner.
Right.
He was a good one and a nice stud.
He was very nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I sent a mare to him named Vina that something that John Bell had bred. And I picked her up off a racetrack and bred her and got her in fold with Reneged and sold her. And the fold she carried, I wasn't listed as a breeder because, you know, the people who bought the thing, was named Renewed Vigor, who won the Equipoise Mile. And he was by Reneged, you know. Well, I kind of claim him because.
And I guess, well, I had, of course, Mr. Leader in Full Pocket. And, you know, Blade was, not, you know, Blade was came from Claiborne. He was actually out of Monarchy.
Yeah.
And a wonderful horse. And they just didn't want to stand him. You know, they were trying to get him where he wasn't in competition with anything. And he came to us, and we stood him for Chuck Schmidt. And he was great, great stallion for us.
Well, not as good as the other horse you just named.
Oh, Mr. Leader?
Oh, my Lord. What a good horse, you know.
Yeah, he was really a fun horse. And of course, the only son of his I had was Doc's Leader, who unfortunately died way before his time, just as he was getting discovered. But I've got a lot of his mares, and his mares have been wonderful, you know, kind of foundation mares for me. I mean, Doc's Destiny, well, Please Sign In, a Dam of Certify that was 2-year-old champion in Europe a couple of years ago. She's a Doc's Leader mare. So,
was Mr. Leader by Hilda Reason?
He was by Hilda Reason. He sure was.
Yeah.
In fact, he could breed anything over there at that time except Bold Ruler. Mr. Hancock always said, well, I'll let you breed anything over here, but just please don't ask me about Bold Ruler. So, of course, he was so, you know, it was so hard to get to him. And he was, you know, it was outside the Phipps, it was very difficult to get into him. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Leader, good friend of mine. Had a nice old horse named Gretchen Starr.
Oh, yes. And I remember her. Or him, excuse me. He was a him. Yeah, he was, because he was, trained him up here. He was at Churchill. Like, he won graded stake and everything else.
Well, he trained here.
He trained here, and then he ran at Churchill, because I saw him run up here one day when he won a stake with him up here.
Well, I don't know if he ever won a stake
or placed. Maybe won an allowance race, but he, turf horse.
He won $500,000 or $400,000
I actually raised him.
You raised him?
He came, the people that had him were from Georgia, and they decided to get out, and he was one of the horses, they had him on the track at that time, and I'm not sure whether he had EPM, he had something that was wrong with him, and maybe he bowed.
He bowed?
Yeah,
I know he bowed.
He bowed, so they gave him to, who was the trainer?
Ron Isbell.
Thank you, Ron, yeah, how could I forget
Shotgun.
Ron?
Shotgun, everybody called.
But anyway, they gave him to Ron, and Ron just took his time with him and brought him along, but he was raised right there in front of the office. And,
he did just about as good a job with a horse as I've ever seen. He nursed that old tendon back. And the horse had done it, break his maiden when Ron got at Turfway.
I was trying to remember the people that had
Ron put him on the grass.
Yep.
And he, of course, he'd run on anything. And you know, the horse was a difficult horse to manage too, because he was very, I saw him get loose in the paddock at Keeneland right before a race one day.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, he was loose. You know, with no bridle, no nothing. But, you know, once he got loose, he just stood rock still, and they came up and got the tack back on him, you know, but he slipped it off. And then he went out and won, you know, I mean, like nothing had happened.
Well, he was one of the last Mr. Leaders to run, actually. He stayed around, gosh, because Ron raced him till he was 8 or 9.
8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, because I used to go watch him. When he'd run at Churchill, I'd run up here, he'd run at Keeneland, I'd always make sure I got to go see him run.
He won over $400,000 for Ron.
He was a neat old horse. He was a good old gelding.
Chestnut.
Yep, big, and you know, you didn't get that many chestnut Mr. Leaders. Doc's Leader was another chestnut.
Was he?
Yeah, so it was kind of funny, but you didn't see. I don't know where that was coming from, but.
Well, I tell you, that was one of the gamest horses I've ever seen. The day I watched him win at Keeneland, he was a second or third choice, you know. Well, no, he paid $15, I know, because I bet on him.
Okay, so he went up about 6-1 and change.
Yeah, and he turned for home in front. And the leader got to him just about as it hit the eighth pole, and the favorite did, you know. And he got within the neck of him, and he couldn't get by him.
He was a tough old, I mean, he was, I used to love him. He was a hard knocking old horse.
He would not quit, gave you everything he got. And I never will forget, I walked down toward the winner's circle down there to April, and I was going to congratulate you. And the horse was coming back, and the crowd applauded him all the way. You know, that crowd out there, and a lot of them know what they're looking at. Yeah. And they just recognize a game horse when they saw it, you know.
And he'd been around so long, he had a pretty good following. He had quite a few fans. I mean, gosh, every time you go to Churchill or Keeneland, I mean, there'd be plenty of people out there looking at him getting saddled. They all were fans of his. So longevity gets you something in this business, I guess.
I know it will, yeah. Well, what are you doing down at your place right now? How many mares you got over there now?
I've got three more to foal. I've had 20, so I've got about, I don't know, I've got 30-some-odd mares, I think, all together for myself and clients. I don't have too many of my own anymore. I've tried to kind of get, you know, have parts of horses. I've gotten into the partnership thing where I'd rather have a little bit of something than all of nothing.
So, yeah, there you go.
But spread my risk a little bit, and it's allowed me to own and keep a few more mares than I would have had, and it's allowed me to race some horses that were fillies that I wouldn't have raced otherwise that we raced in partnership, and then we specifically for bringing them back as broodmares. So that's why we ended up with Critics Acclaim and Doc's Destiny and Please Sign In. That's why I still got those mares as broodmares, because they were such nice race mares, I couldn't afford it to kept them myself.
Yeah. So, well, that's fine. The only one you got in training now is the 2-year old, or you got some more?
I wish that was the only one I had. Alex Clarkson has. Actually, Alex over at Keeneland has two. He's got Heart of Destiny for me this year. We mapped out a Polytrack campaign for this year, and
better run him in a hurry.
There's a race for the last day at Keeneland, but I thought, you know, she'd always run so well on the Poly, and you know, Jimmy, I guess at Churchill, we just decided maybe she just got a little wound up in the shed row on the backside. So I thought the training track area, or the training area at Keeneland, and the Poly track and the big walk up and back to the track has really kind of helped settle her down. Uh-huh. And plus, she trains on it, and we were talking about running around the Poly this year, and then got, two more weeks to do it?
Well, you know, we send her to Woodbine.
Well, we'll send her to Woodbine. You know, there's some nice races up at Arlington as well.
Arlington.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some very nice filly races.
They haven't made any announcement about their services.
No, nothing.
Yeah, no, Turfway won't change.
No, I don't think. Well, Turfway, don't you think it'll become a training center here before long? I don't know.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I think when River Downs gets rolling full speed up there, it's going to be some very tough competition for them.
So, because they're going to have all that casino money. You know, changed. They're not going to call it River Downs anymore.
I hadn't heard that.
Well, in today's Saturday's Forum, there's an article in there about the closing of Beulah and all that, you know. And in there, they mentioned the name, and I can't recall now.
Well, they're talking about the purse is going to be very comparable to what you run for it, like Indiana Downs and everything. And it's made it very difficult for Turfway to compete. And, you know, Jerry Carroll was right about Turfway Park many years ago when everybody kind of laughed about the riverboats, said they'd never bother the racetracks. And, you know, it was the mythical armada. Well, when the mythical armada tied up, it really did some serious damage for our two riverfront tracks, you know, Ellis Park and Turfway. So it's a shame because Turfway had so much going for it for so long. I mean, the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund pulled those purses way up. And if you were a Kentucky owner, it was just, you know, you had year-round Kentucky racing. You had great purses. And the horses that came out of there could run at Keeneland and Churchill any place. I mean, there were some good horses kept there.
Oh, yeah. Good racing, too.
Yeah. I mean, Jerry Carroll did a wonderful job with it. And then when the gambling wasn't coming, I guess he changed gears and went into auto racing.
He knew what he was doing, didn't he?
He was great. He was an interesting person, great guy.
I never met him.
Yeah, I stood one stallion for him, and he had it was an Agajan horse, I think. It was Dave Lemieux trained him. I've forgotten. I stood him for about 2 years and didn't have much luck. He was the kind of horse that, you know, Jerry supported him with a couple of his mares, and we didn't get many outside mares. He was a good racehorse. Dave Lemieux had him up there. He was a great little graded stakes winner. He never grade one, but nice horse. And you know, he was a good looking horse. But his name just slips my mind right now.
You stood that horse in California. What was his name? Kathleen?
Oh, Kathleen. I had him for a year. Yes, Tommytown bought him, and they wanted to stand him in Kentucky for a little bit longer. And so we tried him there for a year. And I think I got 53 or 55 mares to him that year, which wasn't bad. And then Tom decided he wanted to take him out there for the California program, which I think he's been a real asset to him.
Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, there's not as many mares out there as there used to be. But, in fact, Let Faith Arise, I foaled her and raised her on the farm. A filly that won Santa Margarita and was fourth in the stake down there at Oakland yesterday.
Been a good stud.
He's been a real good, you know, he breeds such a good-looking horse. And, I bred a little horse called Cavister that was out of register. That's registers the dam of please sign in. He's still running out in California. He ran, I guess, a two-year-old. He ran in it on the undercard on Breeders' Cup out there and ran in a little turf stake and finished fourth. And he's running the claiming ranks now, but he's over 100,000 earnings. So, you know, he's a nice little, he's paying for 25. Yeah, he's a nice little horse.
Better than an empty stall.
I think, in fact, he's been claimed every race he starts right now because Hollendorfer had him. He got just claimed from Hollendorfer. So Hollendorfer had him one start, one with him, and he got claimed right back out of that race. So, you know, I'd like to make a home for him one of these days. He's one I'd love to bring back when time's over.
Is he a gelding?
He's a gelding, yep.
Yeah, if you get a hold of Michael.
Well, I'll have to get him, but, you know, it's I've got past it. I've got a couple old geldings I've got pensioned out there anyway that he can fit right in with. So,
oh, have you?
Yeah.
Well, you got a couple over there for him now, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've got, the three stallions he was talking about earlier. I've got Jerry's been there. He came back from Italy, so he had to go through all the test breeding and everything, so we did all that. And, of course, all my mares I used to use for test mares, all my old pension mares had died, so had to bring two of his mares over from old friends for test mares.
Is that right?
So I think, Black Tie Countess and Our Revival were both bred to him. And, you know,
oh, I hope you didn't get him in fold.
No, unfortunately, they make sure that doesn't happen. But, you know, anyway, I've got those two mares over there, and they're turned out with the geldings, and I've got Jerry, and then, of course, Safe Florida Sandy came in right after that. And, of course, I've had Make Luck over there for several years. He's just an old ham.
Yeah.
You know, he probably isn't worth two dead flies, but he thinks he's something. So.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's an easy horse to be around, but, you know, he's just a neat old horse. But, gosh, he's 20-something.
Yeah. So. Now, you were very helpful when Michael started an old friend.
Oh, we started out with, it was just Creator and Sunshine Forever there were only like six stallions, and, you know, we thought it was just going to be a little boutique stallion thing. Well, the next thing we knew, Michael had 16 horses. He completely outgrown him. I didn't have any more room, and he found the farm over there, so, you know, I'm 62, so he's done great with that. I mean,
isn't it amazing what he's been able to do?
You know what, Michael's—he works harder at this than anybody I've ever seen. He spends more time trying to take care of these retired horses, and he's just—he's just a prince of a guy. I mean, anybody that knows Michael knows he's just a lot of fun to be around. He knows a little bit about everything, which makes him really dangerous. And he's a very good handicapper, except when I mooch off his bets, and then unfortunately, I think I jinx him.
You jinx him. Well, let me take a break here. Running a little late. The first Foals by Algorithms are arriving this year, and word's already out that he's siring grand-looking foals. Algorithms has a lot going for him. He's an undefeated graded stakes winner with a great pedigree. His sire, Bernardini, stands for a fee of $100,000. His dam, the fine graded stakes mare, Ava Knows the Code, has produced four graded stakes winners. His second, third, and fourth dams are all stakes winners and stakes producers. And Algorithms lived up to his pedigree. He won his first start in a maiden special at Belmont, won by over five lengths. He won his second start at Gulfstream, getting 6.5 furlongs, and won 15-2. Then he won his third start in Gulfstream's Grade 3 Holy Bull Stakes by 5 lengths at the direct expense of the previous year's two-year-old champion. A superb individual, Algorithms is standing his second season at stud for $7,500. Due in the full stands and nurses, stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, 859-233-4252, and see the website at claibonfarm.com.
LexHorseFarms.com, that's Hill and Reagan Parker. They're real horse people, and they help real horse people. Hill and Reagan are a team. You get two for the price of one. And over 12 years experience in real estate. They're hands-on horsemen. They understand what you need. Hill, of course, a licensed trainer, A-level pony clubber. And I'll tell you what, when he brings horses off the farm to come in and work, it's just amazing. He gets them off, ties them up to the trailer. They stand there. He throws a tack on them.
Dead broke.
And jumps up on them from the ground and on their neck and flips himself over and off he goes. And they're great. And they run well, too. It's real interesting. He knows what he's doing, too.
Knows what he's doing in the real estate business, too.
In the real estate business. He's got recent listings, of course, Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott Clark. Got one on Clay Kaiser. If you could stand to live next to us, I don't know about that part. Anyway, he's got a great variety of locations, sizes, and prices.
I think he sold that place on Clay Kaiser already.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's great. Anyway, it's LexHorseFarms.com, 608-8039.
Well, General Carter's won Keenan's Historic Bluegrass Stakes. He won the Grade 1 Woodford Reserve Turf Classic at Churchill. He won the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis Stakes at Tampa. And he earned $1,226,655. He was a graded stakes winner on grass, on dirt, and on artificial. Yeah, you didn't have to pick his tracks. He also won his first start as a two-year-old, going 4.5 furlongs on the dirt at Churchill Downs. Short or long, he could do it all. General Quarters is the leading money winner, sired by Sky Mesa, a very successful son of Pulpit. He stands for a $20,000 stud fee. The dam of General Quarters is Ecology by Unbridled Song, and she's the dam of two millionaires. Of course, one of them is General Quarters. Ecology's dam is a stakes-winning and stakes-producing daughter of Danzig. And the next dam is a stakes-producing daughter of Roundtable. That's quite a pedigree there. General Quarters stands for $5,000, doing a full stance of nurses. Stands over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Give the farm a call at 859-252-3770 and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. I'm talking to Alfred Knuckles. Are you selling anything this year in the sales, Alfred?
I'm going to try. No, I've got quite a few. In fact, I guess Faison comes by Monday to look at some. Then I've got some for hopefully for July, Saratoga, Keeneland, September. I'll have a couple for Keeneland, November. And then if don't get rid of anything, but then there's always Keeneland, January.
What do you got to sell? What kind of yearlings is it?
Oh, I've got a real nice Majestic Warrior colt that is out of a old Bright Launch mare of mine. It's just a real nice colt. Mm-hmm. And,
see, Princess Silmar just came
back
real big.
Yes, thank goodness. And, yeah. That's the best kind of advertising you can have when it gets close to sales time, is have those guys get a nice graded stake horse out there.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see her back, but I'm going to try him for a Phasic July. I've got a Colonel John for a Klein I thought I'd try over there.
They're showing some run.
They are, and then I have, I've got several. I've got a filly. I've got a hard-spun filly that's out of Doc's Destiny that, and of course, hard-spun just had the nice winter of the woods, so.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got her. I thought we'd try to take her up with another client's Tail the Cat filly, maybe to Saratoga.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a real nice Harlan's Holiday colt that I'm saving for Keeneland September. And, just a couple of others like that. I mean, those are probably the top ones.
Won't be too many more Harlan Days either, will they?
No, I think this might be the last crop of them. Were there some weanlings that are just...
I'm trying to think.
Last year, maybe some few foals this year.
Yeah, he'll have some foals this year. I think he died down in South America.
That was a shame, but he was just a wonderful horse. And
yeah.
You know, I mean, he's gotten so many nice stakes winners, and he's just been such a useful sire. And those are the kind of horses you really hate to see go before they're done.
I think he's got 5 stakes winners already this year.
Well, he's always, of course, Into Mischief is his legacy right now. So you like to see him doing well.
And he is.
And I've got one of those as a foal, too. He's, I guess, a 3/4 brother in blood to the little Harlan's Holiday because it's had the same mare.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you sell it wherever you can then, huh?
You try to pick the spots where you think you'll stand out. And with some of these horses, you know, Keeneland's such a good place to sell, and there's more money there. But if you're going to be kind of lost a little bit, you like to kind of be someplace where you stand
now,
out.
Jog my memory now, but didn't you hit a real big lick at a sale here?
That was Keeneland.
Okay.
The right horse for that one.
Tell me what you did because I forget.
That was Certify's little sister. That was she was a little Street Sense filly out of Please Sign In, you know, Doc's leader mare. And I'd bred her in partnership we did a foal share with Darley, and she was just an outstanding filly, and I guess Certify had been named champion 2-year-old in Europe just prior to that, and Please her Street Cry Philly, Cry and Catch Me, had just gone through the Phasic sale. I was thinking about supplementing her to that until I saw Cry and Catch Me in the thing with her Medaglia d'Oro Philly. So I thought, well, we'll just put her in Keeneland January and leave the leave the big guns alone. And of course, I think Cry and Catch Me brought like $3 million, $3.2 million. She brought a bunch of money over there.
Yeah.
And then her Medaglia Philly brought $6-something. So when I saw that, I thought, well, I'm in pretty good shape with the Street Sense. Maybe I'll get $200,000 to $300,000. And we went over there, and everybody loved her. I mean, just everybody looked at her, and people just kept coming back and sending people back, and everybody kept telling us what a beautiful filly she was and how they'd heard good things about her. The best part about her was she scoped very well. Her x-rays were perfectly clean. And anyway, we took her up there and got $1.45 million for her.
Lord, so God
she,
almighty.
She topped the January sale, and that's the first time I'd ever done that. First I'd ever sold a $1 million horse. But
you ought to be good for a tie.
I just wish I'd owned more of her, but no, you know, anytime you get the chance to sell one, raise and, well, you know, you do the mating, you breed it, you see what happens, it comes out like that. Now I just hope she runs for Nat Ray.
Yeah.
Because he bought her. So
wow.
So she's in Florida, I think, right now, getting her lessons. Last time I talked to Nat.
What'd they name her?
Her name is Bijou, which is Little Jewel. I think it's French for Little Jewel.
B-I-J-O-U? Bijou?
B-I-J-O-U. Bijou. Bijou. Oh.
Bijou. Okay. Right. Well, I'll watch for her then.
She's already in my stable mail, and she's not even old enough to run yet. But, you know, those are fun things. So that made 2013 a very special year.
I bet it did. Yeah.
And then with, of course, Roslyn this year, 2014, you know, it's just
off to a good start.
I've had a lot of Keeneland's been very good to me the last few years.
Yeah. Well, I've probably been good to you for a long time. Well, as long as you've been in business.
You know, it's fun because Uncle Charlie was, I guess, he was one of the trustees over there, and Dad and Charlie were both on the boards when they were alive. So, so that we've had a family connection with Keeneland for quite a while.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's a great old track, and of course, Ted Bassett, it's always good to see him. He's another one that, you know, you can't see Ted without thinking of Keeneland. So he and, of course, I miss Bill Greeley. That was back when I was younger, and that was always the really fun time.
I haven't seen Bill, I had him on the show a couple of years ago. I ought to get him back. I haven't seen him in a while. Have you seen him a while lately?
You know, I haven't seen Bill in about a year. He was, well, last time I saw anything, he was down there before the bank, you know, the banks quit doing the equine business. He was down there with one of the banks downtown Lexington as an equine advisor.
Okay.
And I saw him. I did see him at Keeneland about a year ago. He was over there in the sales offices, and we chatted and had fun for a few minutes, I don't know what Norma must keep him pretty busy around the house right now. I guess he might have a little garden out in the back he's tending to or something. I don't know.
I haven't seen Ted either for a while. You know, I enjoyed his book.
Last year I ran into Ted in Midway, I guess, about 3 weeks ago and had a real nice visit with Ted. We sat there and talked about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He's always fun to talk to, and he just, gosh, what a gentleman he is. He's
the old Marine.
He's one of the finest people I've ever known to, you know, ever grace this area. He just is a wonderful person.
Yeah, I've always been fond of Ted. I went to work for the Daily Racing Form on the same day that he started at Keeneland.
Gosh, and that was under Mr. Hagen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Mr. Hagen was another person I really admired.
And he got me in trouble.
Ted did?
No, Mr. Hagen did. I hadn't been working there very long, and he came in and into the office. You know, our office used to be, when you walked on that, in the clubhouse area, you walk down on the right. You know, one where they rented us three stalls.
Right, yeah, down there on the, yes, I know exactly where you are.
And the lighting was kind of poor in there, you know. And Mr. Hagen came in and looked around and says, "Ursel, you can't see a damn thing, can you?" I said, "Yes, sir, it's okay." He says, but that's all he said. And then it wasn't 24 hours later, Ted called me. Ted had been, you know, hired, you know, says, "Ursula, I wish you'd talk to me instead of talking to Mr. Hagen." I said, "Oh, I didn't. What are we talking about?" And he says, "Your lighting was bad over there." And I said, "Well, he said that, I didn't, you know." But it was embarrassing, you know. He didn't mean it that way, but it kind of got me in hot water with Ted right away.
Well, you know, I just remember as a kid, gosh, you had, you know, Bill Evans over there and the sales, you know, he was director of sales, and Of course, George Sweinbrot was the auctioneer, and that was back when you had the little building down there where the pavilion stands now. And, you know, that was where I remember the first sales. Gosh, that was always fun to sell one there. They had those old wicker chairs.
Wonder what they all did with those wicker chairs.
I don't know, but that was...
They were nice chairs.
Oh, they were. They were lovely chairs. A lot of good horses went through there. I saw Miss Cavendish go through that sale one year.
Yeah.
And it was a fun place.
Did you know Mickey McGuire?
I know the name. Why do I know the name?
Well, you probably know the horse.
Right.
The horse named Mickey McGuire. But Mickey, when I went to work for the racing form, that was in 68. Mickey was the head of the Kentucky Bureau there.
Oh, okay.
They hired me to come in and do the advertising and write a column, you know, when Mickey, he was the man, you know. Loved the guy. I mean, I love Mickey. Mickey was an old... He was a recovering alcoholic, and he'd tell some wild stories, you know.
Is everybody in the horse business that into recovering alcoholic?
Well, I am. He started out on a racetrack, you know, to calling races, making charts. He says, I spent old one summer down at Ellis Park, and says, I can't remember a damn thing. I can't remember being there, you know. And then up in Maryland, they put him into to a institution there to dry him out. And he says, Herschel says all the attendants in there were bootlegging.
Just a little modified behavior plan. You weren't able to drink quite as much.
Yeah. But Mickey was great. And he'd come in, Mr. John Ward Sr.
Oh, I remember Mr. John Ward Sr. We sent horses over there. We're on the backside of Keeneland, I guess. He had a barn there. And
he'd come in and they'd sit down and talk, and the stories they'd tell, you know. You couldn't repeat any of them.
I remember.
But they were great. Great old guys, you know. Mickey retired, and you know he didn't live much longer after he died of cancer. Preston Madden named that horse of his TV Lark Horse.
Yes, that's the one I remember. Okay, yeah.
His old hard boot. He doesn't remember.
No, that was I was only born in 1950. My mind didn't start collecting memories young until about 1960, I don't think.
Young fella.
Oh, Lordy.
But no, I mean, I just remember the King, you know, it was just such a neat old track. That was before they had the saddle and paddock they've got now. They used to have the little get-togethers for the July sale and the paddock out there, and they had the, you know, the 8 stalls that were right directly behind the grandstand where it's open now.
No announcer.
No announcer, yes, that was sacrilege when they brought the announcer in, but gosh, it's made such a nice difference because you can actually figure out where your horse is.
I know, my mother used to come and she couldn't see, so she'd sit there and look at the TV. She said, I can watch TV at home.
Well, when they first brought the TVs in, you know, I don't think they had a race, an announcer at that time.
No,
they brought the TVs in where you could watch it, you know. A friend of mine says, well, they probably turned the sound down.
No, that was a big change for Keeneland back then. And I mean, it was always a fun place. I mean, growing up in Central Kentucky.
Yeah, I remember when the clubhouse and the stands were separated, and they had a bunch of lawn chairs, you know, not lawn chairs, but benches. Real long
benches.
Between
them.
Between them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're telling your age.
Well, everybody knows I'm older than God, you know.
No, but I mean, it was, you know, I had a lot of great memories.
Have you been out?
I went out, actually, the Ash one, I got out there just in time for the race on Saturday. I had my late day with Dr. Pumphrey Saturday, so today hopefully it'll be a little early where I can get out there and watch the Jenny Wiley and the Bluegrass, but today's my late vet day, so that's why I could get in here.
Okay, let me tell you what. I listened all day yesterday, and the new bugler is blowing assembly. Is what it's called. I have not heard him play Called at the Post, which is first call, isn't it? Yeah, it's a military first call. That's Called at the Post. All I've heard is him playing assembly. So you listen.
If I get over there, because I was going to go yesterday, I want to see Wise Dan run yesterday. And unfortunately, I had a mare that decided she was going to foal at 4 o'clock. So that ended that idea.
Yeah.
Well, he did as expected.
But I did get to watch the replay. Boy, he was impressive.
Yeah.
Charlie's done a wonderful job. Charlie Lepresti's just done a great job with him.
Yeah.
Charlie's a very good trainer, and he's taken this horse, and he's just made him into just a giant killer.
Yeah.
I mean, he keeps him in his program. He doesn't let him, you know, he's got a program set up for him. He knows where he can run best, and he just has done such a great job. And Mr. Fink, I guess, has been a great owner for him.
Yeah.
So.
Great owner of owning a horse like that.
Oh, and to keep him in training.
Well, that other horse out of that man, that his half brother, Successful Dan, isn't that his name?
Yeah, and Truro Lure out of there too.
Might be.
I think he's in there. I thought there was a younger one behind Wise Dan. Yeah, but
a filly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I think there's another one behind there. But I mean, you know, Charlie's got the whole family. So Charlie'd certainly know
who. He would know.
He'd know all the siblings.
Let me catch up here. Yesterday at Oaklawn, the Grade 1 $600,000 Apple Blossom Stakes was won by Close Hatches. Did you watch that race?
I did watch that because I was pulling for, unfortunately, I was pulling for Faith Arise. Let Faith Arise.
Well, sorry about that.
Yeah, I didn't think I had much shot.
She hooked a runner there and Close
Hatches ran a heck of a race.
She's
never looked back.
She's a 4-year-old filly from the first crop by First Defense. Now, Close Hatches went to the front. Immediately led at every pole. That was her third Grade One victory. She's 2-for-2 this year, having won the Grade Two Azari Stakes at Oakland. That was on March 15th. She's also won the Classic Grade One Mother Goose, the Grade One Cotillion, the Grade Two Gazelle was second, running against older fillies and mares in the Grade One Breeders' Cup Distaff, second in the Grade One Acorn. And with first money of $360,000 from the Apple Blossom, she's now earned $1,847,300. Close Hatches was bred by Millsec LTD, trained by Bill Mott, carries the silks of Judmont Farm, and that's where her sire stands. First Defense is receiving very strong support from Judmont and also from outside breeders. And among the many top class mares he's covered over the last couple of years, been Rising Tornado. And of course, she's the dam of Close Hatches now. First Defense stands for 15,000 live foal. At Judmont, inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at Judmont Farm, Judmont.com. The Grade 2 Gazelle Stakes, the Grade 3 Bay Shore Stakes, and Keenan's opening day Transylvania Stakes were all won by horses raised on Macaulay products. The Gazelle was won by My Miss Sophia, bred by John Gunther and raised at his Glenwood farm. The winner of the Bayshore, Coup de Gras, was raised at Gainesway for our breeder AGS Thoroughbreds. And the Transylvania Stakes winner, Metal Count, was bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings and raised at Stone Street Farm. Congratulations to all from the folks at Macaulay Brothers. Horses raised on Macaulay products have won 49 stakes already this year. 30 of the 49 were graded stakes. And 3 were Grade 1 Stakes winners. Now, Macaulay's would be delighted to add your name to their list of successful clients. Just call Mike Warren and David Longmire at 859-873-3333. Check the website at MacaulayBros.com or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Bernardini stands for a stud fee of $100,000. Stay Thirsty is the leading money-winning son of Bernardini. He stands for a fee of $15,000. Doing the foal stands and nurses. Better get on board if you can, because the first foals by Stay Thirsty are the talk of the bluegrass. Stay Thirsty broke his maiden as a 2-year-old by 5.5 lengths at Saratoga. Then he ran second in the Grade 1 Hopeful. Next year he won the historic Grade 1 Travers, the Grade 2 Jim Dandy, and the Grade 3 Gotham. Was second in the Classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. He won the Grade 1 Cigar Mile at 4, was second in the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup, and he accumulated earnings of $1,938,000. Met and defeated many high-class runners, including Animal Kingdom and Fort Larned and Mucho Macho Man. A superb individual, siring superb individual, Stay Thirsty, is a lot going for him, and his stud fee again, $15,000, doing a full stands of nurses over at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. Call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website, Coolmore.com. All righty. Well, I've been talking to Alfred Knuckles, and he wants to go to the races, so I'm going to let him to get out of here. You ain't exactly dressed for the races. Look like you just cleaned a stall or two.
I got the vet and one more breeding shed run, then I'll go to the races.
Oh, okay. Who are you breeding today? Where are you going?
Actually, I've got a mare for a client. We're taking over to Three Chimneys over to War Chant. So,
oh, to War Chant.
2 o'clock date with War Chant. Went to see Runaway and Hyde this morning. So,
what are you breeding yours to this year?
Oh, gosh.
Other than a Broken Vow.
Well, bred one to Runaway and Hyde this morning. Did that. I was trying to think. I've got who else? Please Sign In's going back to Street Sense. So we'll be breeding her shortly. She's got a Bernardini by her side. It's a foal share. Doc's Destiny, I'm going to breed her to Gio Ponte, And I'm breeding a couple mares of Giopani. I'm breeding another mare to Alternation.
Okay.
Like Tim.
Over at Pin Oak?
Right.
Yeah.
Pin Oak's been very good to me. I mean, they just do such a super job.
Nice
had
people.
A lot of luck. You know, Clifford and Nancy, they don't, and Miss Amber.
Oh, that Irishman over there. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, they don't come any better than Clifford either. They broke the mold when they made Clifford.
Yeah.
But Miss Abercrombie's just a great lady. She's been a real patron of this business for years, and she's done it her way and done a remarkable job. So.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that farm is a real tribute to what she's accomplished.
It's a gorgeous place.
Oh, beautiful. Just beautiful. So,
yeah.
But it's fun. I mean, it's, you know, this year there's some nice new stallions out, and we're trying a couple of them. I've got one going to Brilliant Speed for another client. I kind of liked him a little bit. And, of course, Get Stormy's getting a couple of mares. I like him.
He's a flashy horse, isn't he?
Oh, he was one of the best looking horses I saw retired last year. So I looked at these
over
things.
Pope McLean.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's just a gorgeous horse.
They're nice people to do business with, too.
Well, Pope and Mark and Young Pope. I mean, all three of them. Of course, you got Rob over there and Phil Hager. I mean, it's a great crowd. I mean, you know, again, it's a family operation with some people in there that just really add a lot of flavor and warmth to it. So it's a great farm to deal with.
Yeah. And nice people.
Oh,
nice
wonderful. People. But Get Stormy, I love. I've got a beautiful colt of his. And so I sent, out of a mare I just sent back to him. So
he was a flat runner too.
He could run on anything.
I mean, I know.
He loved Keeneland. I mean, he won the Maker's Mile out there,
or
the Maker's 46 Mile now. But he won that, and he could run on any surface. And you know, he's kind of an interesting horse. You don't really think of you know, getting a stallion. Hopefully it'll be a stallion line. You're just never sure. But out of a Carey's Clown mare.
Yeah.
I remember Scooter had him over there. Scooter Hughes and his dad had him over there.
He could run. I mean, he won $1 million.
He was a grass horse, too.
Yeah,
so, I mean, there's plenty of grass in the pedigree. And Stormy Atlantic on top. And,
yeah.
You know, so he's an interesting horse. I like him a lot. And he's got all that. He's got two crosses of moccasin. So if you got anything with a
roughshod. He keeps going back to a roughshod.
I hope it works. We'll find out in a few years.
Well, I hope it does too. Well, I want to mention one more thing and then let you go so you can get things done. You were the farm manager of the year last year.
Oh, well, yes, thank you very much. That was that was the other thing that really, I tell you, the year started out with two bookends. One was selling that filly at Keeneland, and the other was, you know, the award at the end of the year is being named farm manager of the year. And that's just such a great honor because, you know, the Farm Managers Club's a wonderful organization, and that's your peers and the people that select you for that.
Yeah.
You know, you've done something that impressed them a little bit, or else it was a very poor selection class, one of the two.
Alfred, thanks for coming in, my friend.
Thank you, Russell. Great to see you this morning. Jackie, always good to see you.
I'm pleased to call you my friend, too.
Well, I still got my autographed bottle of Maker's Mark on my mail. Remember that little bottle I brought in there in Midway that night when Bill had his place?
Oh, yeah.
The little miniature one?
Yeah.
Had me
sign it.
I figured I wanted a real city trying to Maker's Mark bottle.
And I don't drink.
Well, it still hadn't been opened. It's still sitting on my mantle next to one of those Keeneland bottles.
Okay. Thank you, Alfred.
Thank you. Good to see you, Russell.
Good to see you, my friend. Well, the call to Derby run last Saturday over 9 furlongs with a purse of $258,720, $155,000 to the winner, was won by Our Caravan, a 3-year-old colt by De Hare. Our Caravan stalked the early pace, took the lead at the 8th pole, drew off to win by nearly 10 lengths over Wing Weekend, son of Tappet. Bred in Kentucky by Hare Forest Farm and sold as a yearling at Saratoga for $190,000. Our Caravan broke his maiden in his first start on December 14th at Gulfstream. His call to Derby score follows by days the victory of Mamduha, 3-year-old filly by De Hare, and the Cicada Stakes at Aqueduct. That was her 4th straight win. She'd early won both the Ruthless Stakes at Aqueduct and the Gin Talkin' Stakes at Law. She's earned over $230,000. You'll be hearing more about Our Caravan and Mamduha, and also more about De Hare, the sire of 14% stakes winners from Foals. Now listen to this. That's 14% stakes winners from Foals, not starters. De Hare is a grade one stakes winner by the elite sire Awesome Again, and he stands for $5,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stallion manager Ken Barnes, 224-4585, and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. All right, Sally Van Service.
Sally Van Service, and I want to say up front first, they fix diesel trucks, and they service horse trailers and vans and the whole nine yards because they know what they're doing. They've been in business for more than 60 years. During that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have been entrusted to their care. They've learned a lot along the way. Their vehicles and equipment in tip-top shape, but the single most important safety factor, of course, is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're very proud of their drivers at Sally Van. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. That's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether you're going across the county or the country. When you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the guy behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. Folks at Sally Van wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans have been the safest way to the winner's circle. 255-9406.
Well, Hold Me Back's first starter is Hold Me Back's first winner. Thursday at Pimlico, Truth and the Lies. A two-year-old filly from the first crop by Hold Me Back, broken front and stayed there to break her maiden. First time, going 4.5 furlongs. Bred by Highclere, Truth and the Lies is owned by and trained, owned and trained by Wesley Ward. She's in good hands. So the Hold Me Backs are off and running, just like their sire. Hold Me Back won his first two starts as a two-year-old. Broke his maiden at Arlington, came down and won his second start at Keenan. He also won his first start at three, taking the grade two Lane's End Stakes, and then he ran second in the grade one Bluegrass. Later he ran second in the grade one Travers, and then he went to Canada and won the grade three Dominion Day Stakes at Woodbine. And he earned over $872,000. A precocious son of champion sire Giants Causeway, Hold Me Back, is out of the unbridled song mare of restraint. Unrestraint, a daughter of Avowal, a champion three-year-old filly, and a champion sprinter up in Canada, and the dam of three stakes winners. This is the family of the great Tom Fool. Hold Me Back. $6,000 to win a full stanza nurses, stanza Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Leanna Packer, to Kyle Wilson, to see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree? We've been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR Online.
All righty. I believe I've got Steve Moody with me today. Of course, Steve is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and you can buy that Handicapper Sheet just about anywhere they sell a race form. Sell it out of Keeneland. Go online and get it at brisnet.com, BRISNET.com. And who's going to win the Bluegrass Stakes today?
Well, Arsenal got a big field. They had 14, full field of 14 with an also eligible. Of course, this is the 90th running of the Bluegrass, three-year-olds going 1.8 miles, and $750,000 is the purse. You know, looking at the race, it just looks to me like the race is just loaded with speed. And so I was trying to find something that could close that had a liking for a synthetic surface. And I really, you know, if Dale Roman's horse, Metal Count, who won the Transylvania last week, if he had drawn any kind of a decent post, I think he would be the place to go. But I just couldn't make myself take him from the 13 hole. 9-2's not a bad price, but for the 13 hole, it wasn't enough for me. I ended up with the California Invader in here, Ursula, the 8, Dance with Fate, coming in from Golden Gate. They ran in the El Camino Real last time out. He's shown a liking for the synthetic surface. He's got the right running style. I think he can be, he'll be back in the early part of it and running at the end. Has worked pretty well. I'm going to give him a chance to kind of post the upset here. 12-1 on the morning line. I think he's got a good shot at it. You know, there's some other horses also, their prices too, that I think that are worth watching. Maybe you're going to use in your exactas or tries. I think the one horse, Asserting Bear, coming in, Canadian bred, that ran at Woodbine, and you know, he's obviously shown a liking for the for the synthetic, 15-1. I think he's worth a look. Cultimus Prime, another one, 20-1. I think you just throw out his last race on dirt. His races before that are pretty solid. He's one to look at. Even a bigger price is the seven horse Cassie Guapo. This is a horse that was bred by UK, and if you look at his 1-2 turn race, ran pretty well in there. He likes to close, and I think he could maybe get part of this at a huge price. He's 30-1 on the morning line, so lots of ways to go in here, Ursel. I just didn't, you know, the favorites, Bobby's Kitten, has got speed, but there's just so much speed all around him. It's just, it would be hard, you know, very difficult for me to take him at 3-1. It looks to me like it's got to be a closer in here, and I wanted one with a liking for the synthetic, and I couldn't make myself go all the way to the 13 hole. So we're going to stick with the 8, Dance with Fate, and we're going to go 8-13-1 in the 90th running of the Bluegrass.
All right, Steve, I wish I could keep you on longer, but I got to talking to Alfred and listening to Arthur Hancock IV play his musical instruments, and by golly, I'm just running out of time here. But thank you so much for that winner. I know I'm going to run right to the window. And this has been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and you can pick it up out of Keeneland or go to Brisnet.com and get one. Brisnet.com. Thank you so much, Steve. Talk to you next week.
All right, Ursel.
All right. Well, the first foals Melina David are 2-year-olds, and two were offered at Monday's Keeneland April 2-year-old and training sale. The first colt sale, after working a quarter and 20-1, sold for $240,000 to Ben McElroy, agent. The second colt had worked an 8th and 9-4, and he was sold for $275,000 to Jacob West, agent. There was also a colt in the sale, the only one in the catalog, incidentally, from the first crop by Temple City, and he sold for $230,000 to Clarivic Stables. A line of David and Temple City is stand a spendthrift farm for fees of $6,000 and $5,000, respectively. Both are eligible for the Spendthrift's popular breed secure program. If you don't profit, you don't pay. Lion of David won the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby, beating Super Saver. He's by Lionheart, who sat another stakes winner just Sunday at Santa Anita. Temple City is a graded stakes winner and track record breaker by Dynaformer, out of a half-sister to the top sire Malibu Moon. And, of course, Malibu Moon is the sire of the sales-topping $1 million 2-year-old at Keeneland's Monday sale. So for more information, call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, and Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. All righty. This compliments to the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association and my good friend David Schweitzer and the breeders of stakes races last week. And let's see, the Grade 1 Ashland Stakes, Dead Heat between Room Service, filly by More Than Ready, read by Gary and Mary West Stables. And the other half of the Dead Heat was Rosalind, and Rosalind, a 3-year-old filly by Broken Vow, read by Alfred Knuckles, Hirschland Farm, James H. Green Jr., and Pin Oak Stud. The Wood Memorial winner, Wicked Strong, was bred in Kentucky by William F. Lynn. The Grade 1 Carter Handicap, Dad's Caps, won that one, bred by Vince Scooter in the Santa Anita Oaks. Another Grade 1 race, the winner, Fashion Plate, was bred by Springland Farm and Fox Hill Farms. The Gazelle, Grade 2, My Miss Sophia, was bred by John D. Gunther. Glenwood Farm, the Bay Shore Grade 3, Coup de Gras won that, bred by Ags Thoroughbred. The Fantasy Stakes Grade 3 winner was Sugar Shock. Sugar Shock bred by Pam and Martin Wygod. The Providencia Stakes, Grade 3 in Santa Anita, went to Neshoba's Gold, bred by Williamson Racing. The Calder Derby, worth a potful, the purse of $258,000. Our Caravan won that east by De Hare, a three-year-old colt bred by Hare Forest Farm. The Hunter Road Stakes at Santa Anita went to Tom's Tribute, bred by Laura McKinney and Keisha McKinney. Is that the way you pronounce her name?
Weisha McKinney.
Weisha. Okay, sorry about that, Weisha. The Mr. Light Stakes at Gulfstream went to Yes, I'm Lucky, bred by Muirfield Farm. The Powder Break Stakes at Gulfstream was won by Ready Signal, another More Than Ready. This one bred by Gulf Coast Farms. The Carousel Stakes at Oak Lawn winner was Speed In. Let me look at this name. Speed In Through the City, bred by Joe Parker. The Zarina Stakes at Sunland Park winner was bred by Joan Murphy Leipoldsberger. The Wildcat Handicap at Turf Paradise winner was bred by Darley. The Transylvania Stakes at Keeneland, that was opening day at Keeneland, was bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings. That was last Thursday. This Thursday, day four yesterday, the Count Fleet Handicap, Grade 3 down at Oak Lawn, went to Lemon Drop Dream. Bred by Brookdale Thoroughbreds. Yesterday, the Grade 1 Apple Blossom Closed Hatches, a filly by First Defense, bred by Millsec, and the Maker's Mark Mile Grade 1 out of Keeneland Wise Dan, bred by Mort Fink. All right, Jackie.
All right, we're out here at the Thoroughbred Center and get Derby Fever at the Thoroughbred Center, sponsored by Red Brand, Keep Safe, VMS, Horse Fence. Wager on the Oaks and the Derby. It's going to be a party. The Oaks course is May 2nd. The Derby is May 3rd. If you want for an all-inclusive ticket, $45, dine in for the Derby, preferred seating, VIP access to a mutual clerk, and about a buffet from 12 to 3. Carving station, chicken cordon bluegrass, mini hot browns, and Churchill pie, and a complimentary mint julep. Also, while Keeneland's open, the big room, big building over here at the Thoroughbred Center is open daily, so you can go in and bet. And there's short lines, free parking, takes no time. If you're interested in coming on Derby Day, you can go in the short way and bet. But if you want to dine in for the Derby, call them at 293-1853. Okay, musical chairs. We had author Hancock number 4 out here today. It was wonderful. Oh, my goodness, he can play. He and his dad will be Tuesday, April 29th at the McConnell Auction Center, 1833 South Main in Paris, 6 o'clock. Bring a dish and a drink of it's potluck. How much fun is that? Proceeds go to our MIMS, Retirement Haven, and old friends, Michael Blowen's old friends. Now, tickets are on sale now for the Rolex. Listen, Rolex is about as uptown as you can get. The Rolex Kentucky 3-day event sponsored by what's that fan Range Rover? They got everybody but Tiffany's in there. Gosh. Anyway, it's coming up April 24th to the 27th. Get your tickets. It's fun. They have so many cool things for sale too. A lot of fun. Not much going on at the horse park today. I think there's a dog show. So it's hard to figure out from that website that I'm not real fond of. Anyway, Rolex is coming up. Everybody's going to be happy. Horses and Hope is Wednesday, April 30th at the horse park. Don't know what it is, but you can hope to find out, I suppose, and call them. Keeneland Library invites you to attend the April Library Lecture Series Tuesday, April 15th, 6:30. Milt Toby's going to speak on his book, Canyon Arrow, on Wednesday, April 16th. Oh, Mary Jean Wall's going to be there. Bourbon brothels and the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I want to find out what Mary Jean knows about brothels.
Yeah, stuff she's heard.
I got to go to that.
Also, Jamie Nicholson's going to be there. The Nostalgic Origins of the Kentucky Derby. So that's Masterson Equestrian Trust. The show is
I can't find what it is. Isn't that awful?
Heck yeah, I think they're playing our song.
Oh, well, then I'll tell you about it again next week. So there.
All righty. I want to thank you for listening, putting up with me, and I'm getting over a cold, or trying to get over one anyway, but got through it. Thank Alfred.
Everybody's, tons of people here.
Yeah, nice show. I had fun today. All right, talk to you all next week. This is going to be up on our website, which is...
today or tomorrow for sure, because we got all that music that Arthur played. I want to get that on the website. It's much fun.
Talk to you next week.
And bring the sunny weather.